StormLakeRadio.com. From the Coach's Corner section, Chris Bachman joined now by Buena Vista University softball coach Mandy Berneking, whose team has a big week this week. And finally, some good weather graces the BVU softball diamond, Mandy, as Wednesday you take on Luther, and then Thursday some makeup games against the Central Dutch.
Yeah, we're pretty fired up about it. You know, being able to play in some 60 to 70 degree weather and sunshine and no wind. I don't know what that's like in Storm Lake, you know, and I can't believe that the 2 days that we have scheduled for home games, we get to see that kind of weather. So we're pretty fired up about it.
Well, long overdue. Take me back to the weekend now, Illinois Wesleyan Tournament. Share your thoughts, if you would.
Talk about weather. What a grind we had over there. You know, Friday we picked up a doubleheader with them that wasn't originally on the schedule, and we're forever grateful for being able to do that just because we could pick up some games that we had lost early in the season, and then we got better competition. You know, Illinois Wesleyan's a great team, a great program, and being able to play them in three games this weekend, and DePaul and Wittenberg, the type of pitching we saw this weekend was really good for us to see that going into what will be one of the toughest weeks of our season, I would say.
Yeah.
So we're pretty excited about how we came out of the weekend 4-2. The loss against DePaul, you know, we didn't really necessarily lose that game. DePaul won that game. You know, we grinded out all seven innings, did a great job. We fought, we clawed. Our demeanor didn't change. You know, we played really, really hard, and we got to give credit where credit's due. And DePaul came up with a big hit in the last inning where they needed it, and they ended up taking the win. But overall, like, we're pretty pleased with what we did this weekend in Illinois.
You know, here Wednesday, tomorrow, April 11th, the only conference games you've played, March 31st at Simpson. Can you go back to that doubleheader and tell us about that day?
Yeah, you know, that was a weird day for us, honestly. It was a weird weekend. We had been off for 14 days. We hadn't played since Arizona and against Gustavus. And the last game of our Arizona trip, we ended up having a kind of a rough game, and we didn't play our game either. So we ended that trip on a bad taste. And then we had to sit and stew over that for a little while and do nothing but practice inside the rec, you know, because we had snow on the ground. We couldn't get outside. So it was a weird time, and trying to kind of get back on our feet. We go out to Simpson, didn't do a very good job, didn't play our game very well, kind of got a little tight. You know, it was opening day for conference for both of us. But, you know, our pitchers right now, they're just doing a phenomenal job. You know, Mariah Guyette and Marissa Promis, like, they're holding us down, you know, and that was the one bright spot that we had against Simpson, was they did their jobs. You know, offensively, it wasn't like we were striking out. We weren't getting fooled. We just couldn't get the big hit. We couldn't squeak in the gaps, and we were hitting them right at them. So we couldn't really come through with anything big that day, and it was kind of a tough loss, a tough doubleheader loss to begin our conference season.
Well, you mentioned how big of a week it is and the tough competition, and you also bring up the pitching that you saw this past weekend at Illinois Wesleyan. Luther Norse, they haven't played any conference games yet, Coach, but they've sure won a bunch already this year, and they'll be tough, of course, as you know, on Wednesday.
Yeah, definitely. Bretland and Cooper. Cooper's a new pitcher this year for them, and she's clearly pitching lights out. You know, she doesn't have a loss on the season yet. She's got a handful of strikeouts going into the games, and, you know, Bretland, she's always been good. You know, we faced her the last year or two. We kind of know what she has, but regardless of knowing what she has, it doesn't change the fact that she's going to be a tough pitcher to face. And you know, she's got speed, she's got movement, and we saw that this last weekend. Illinois Wesleyan has a Division I transfer in Allie Wiegland, and she, you know, she was a great pitcher, and we didn't exactly attack her. We didn't score a ton of runs off of her. We didn't get a ton of hits off of her, but we didn't get fooled either. You know, we were kind of plugging away each inning when we faced her, did a decent job, but seeing her is going to be very comparable to what we see against Bretland tomorrow at Luther. I really don't know what Cooper has to offer. Honestly, I'm not really familiar with her yet, so that'll kind of be a surprise that we'll just go and attack when we get there.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of getting there, Luther Central makeup games on Thursday still to come. Loras and Coe, Dubuque and Wartburg. A lot of softball ahead of us, Coach, as, of course, we aim for that Iowa Conference tournament toward the tail end of the season. Mandy, if you had to describe this year's Beaver softball team in 60 seconds, what comes to the forefront of your mind?
Relentless. This team is eager. They are eager to get better. They are eager to compete. They're relentless in what they want to accomplish. I'm really proud of them for fighting through some of the adversity that we've had to face, whether it be weather, it be pickup games, it be missing extra class time they weren't prepared for, any of those things, you know, they've been able to really fight through it and not use that as an excuse and not let that set them back. So this team is a team that wants what's best for us, and they also want to achieve the biggest things that we have not seen in this program for a while.
Well, I know one thing, your energy, your enthusiasm is infectious, and continued success to you and your program, and best of luck this week versus Lutheran Central. Some big games, of course, coming up.
Hey, thanks, Chris. I appreciate it. Hopefully people in Storm Lake can come out and enjoy the nice weather and come see us. So we'd love to have everybody out there.
Wednesday, Luther starting at 3 o'clock, and of course, Central again, makeup games on Thursday. Coach Mandy Bernaking from BVU joining us here at StormLakeRadio.com.